Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, and this
Hello.
is Jose.
Hi.
Now, who's going to talk? He's going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Stay on the line. I'm still trying to reach the supervisor. Okay, just 1 minute.
Okay. I'm
I'm
here.
sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Jose, how can I help you?
Oh, what happens is that I have a member on the line. She was trying to reach Sydney, but unfortunately, Sydney is not available. So I want to know if maybe you are able to assist the member.
Yes,
She's
I
having
am.
issues with the caregiver that hasn't get paid. She said that the caregiver has worked for 1 month but has not received any payment.
Okay, give me the participant's name, last
Yeah,
name.
absolutely. The first name is Sandra.
Okay, and last name.
Last name, Tambakis. T as in Thomas, A as in Apple, M as in Mike, B as in Bravo, A as in Apple, K as in Kangaroo, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam. And the worker is Joseph Lebering.
Let me just pull his paste up, okay? 1 second. Hold on.
Really?
We've been gambling. I got a girl on the line. She's a headline or something. I know. Well, you know, July 3rd. The 3rd, you started. You stubborn bastard.
Jose,
Yeah, I'm still here.
quick question. Is the caregiver on the line?
In this case, I'm the one to
I'm the
talk. The call was the
patient.
member.
Right. Is
You
your
have to talk.
caregiver available?
Listen, he's been going through this for a month. He's had it, but I'm gonna see. Wait a minute.
Okay.
The supervisor wants you. Come on. I know. I don't care.
I went through it for a month.
I know.
Really
don't
care.
Don't get her off the line here. I got her. She's supervising.
How you doing, ma'am?
Hi, Mr. Joseph. Hi. So anything pertaining to your payment, I would have to disclose that information with you. You have to authorize us to talk to your client in regards to your money, okay? So are you aware that your funds was deposited into a checking account ending in 7606?
No, in my bank account, the big wig at my bank said no check had ever even been sent
I can
to
send
my
you
bank.
both pay stubs from the last 2 weeks that was deposited into that account you
Okay,
gave us.
well, that's fine. I don't want to argue that. All they want is my money.
Because I'm seeing that you were paid for 7/14 through 7/20, which you got paid on Friday, okay? That passed, okay?
Right, and that did not happen.
So you're, I'm
Hold
actually
on.
seeing a paycheck from 7/2 to 7/6. So 7/7 looks like is missing.
Yeah, well,
Is that the
I
one
didn't
you was
receive.
talking about?
No, I'm talking about every single one of them since the first day I've been here. And my banking records, I'll free them up to you. I've never had a deposit of 10 cents from your from anybody that you're associated with. Never, not one time. Not to send it there, not just for them to send it back. They have zero records of your company. They said something about my checking account. I don't think so. I just cleaned up all my checking account. I gave everybody all the information, the service coordinator, everybody on it, so allegedly on the same page. But
so
I haven't got paid.
It wouldn't be
my
the
last
service
paycheck
coordinator.
Was $7.19.
It would
my
be
last paycheck
HR.
Was from Freedom Care. All right, listen, are you going to talk or am I going to talk? I'm not going to be nasty to you, but we're never going to get it done like this. All I want to tell you is I want to make you aware of, since last month, the 19th, July 19th was my last paycheck from Freedom Care. Okay, so I haven't made a dime since that day, since June 19th.
Okay, so
yeah.
let me get my administrator on the line because he is going to have to put a stop payment on these checks. He has to make sure that these checks has not been cashed or deposited anywhere. And normally when that happens, it has to bounce back to us. That's allowing us to know that something happened with the account. The account wasn't active that it was sent to. Okay, so let me get him on the line so he can get your information and double-check the account number that you use for your direct deposit, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I did this so many times. Go ahead, but I did this four times already.
Have you speaking with the administrator?
Same
because he's the
times.
One that's over everyone here.
Well, not him, but everybody else. I'll talk to him. But I'm
okay, hold on 1 second.
I never got anything sent to anywhere. We're going around the same fucking hamster wheel. I didn't get a fucking dime for the year. Don't worry, nothing. I'm tired of it, man. This is crazy. I hate this shit. This is fucking nuts. I've been doing this for a month, though. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I don't want to be on here right now. Why did you kill these people? You got your what, the numbers? The routing number, accounting number? You got that over there? And my paper, you need it there? Can you see that? You can't see that. I'm not going to use it. I can leave. I'm off the clock, pal. I'm gonna get paid to be doing it. I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired. It's a good for a month. People told you to stop this shit. I was nice for a month. I'm tired of it, man. I can't do it no more. I haven't even been paid in a month, man. They're gonna put a stop on these checks now. In case they come next, they're gonna put a stop on these checks so they get bounced back. This is another 6 weeks. This is unbelievable, man. This is unbelievable.
Mr. Joseph?
Yes.
So my administrator said he has spoken with you. The account that you gave us and you gave HR that was confirmed, that the bank told us that the account that you are using closed. So your check keeps bouncing back. You got to give us an active account number. You don't have a Cash App account?
No.
Or a Chime or anything?
All I have is the one I pay these people with. What the heck is that? How do I pay my bills on that? I send this money. Oh my God. PayPal.
Do you? Let me see how local you are. You're in Morrisville. We need another account.
Venmo. I have a Venmo.
You got a Venmo account? Well, that's another account that you can use as well because it's the same way as a Cash App.
All right. So now what do I have to do now? I have to go on Venmo.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have HR, Ms. Tamidi Martinez, give you a call back. She's going to go over with you step by step to set up that Venmo account so therefore you can get your money.
Okay.
Because we can't keep depositing into that same account because the bank is saying that account closed.
All right. So who's going to be calling me now?
Her name is Tamini Martinez. She's HR.
Tamini
Martinez. Her number is the same number as you dial us, but the
last. I don't know what your number is because I've been doing this all for the last couple of days, 4 days on and off. I told my mother, please don't call. I don't feel like getting involved in this. So now she called. I'm on the phone. She's walking around. You see what I'm saying?
That's okay.
So
I'm frustrated because, you know, of all what happened with the account.
I understand, but all I wanted was a minute off. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like doing this today. This is so much pressure. I'm the one that deals with 98%.
But you got to think, at the end of the day, Joseph, this money is still available to you. So it's not like it went anywhere. It's just bouncing back from going to a closed account. So you want to get every check that you did not get. We just need an active account to put it into. Okay.
Right, let me get my H&R stuff, I guess, ready, and I'll wait for Ms. Martinez.
So I'm going to have Ms. Martinez give you a call and go with you step by step on how to set up that Venmo account, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Say that again.
Yeah, I don't know this damn number on this phone.
So my number ends in 14. So I'm for sure your mom has it, because all our numbers start the same. It's just the last two is different.